Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stafford in the gun. Williams to his right. It is 3rd and 9. Stafford backpedals. Here comes the rush. He's hit! They've got him!
BG.
Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham. He never saw him coming, Mike.
Unbelievable job. Off the edge by Brandon Graham.
What a night, what a performance. Unfortunately, not a great ending. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. So we know the Eagles won and they look great. And BG was having himself maybe his best night of the season. I mean, he's had such a great year. Unfortunately, we found out he left the game. He was hurt. Here's BG after the game explaining what happened and the reality of his season now being over.
I tore my tricep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got chipped. Got hit in my elbow, tore my tricep. But man, hey, like I told the boys, man, we got the mission. The mission still the mission. You know, we pour everything we can into this game. You know, if I say I trust God, I trust God. So man, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm about to enjoy this little rehab, and then I'm about to enjoy leading this team. You know, the rest of the year. As soon as I can be back out there, I'm going to be out there. But, man, we was having fun out there. And we still going to have fun. But, I'm definitely, as a player, I'm out for the year.
I'm sorry to hear that, BG.
Have you thought about next year yet, whether you'll come back and play?
Man, just trying to process everything right now. I ain't got that far.
So Brandon Graham last night, you know, that's obviously a big question. He'll have to figure that out if he wants to try to come back one more time next year. He still was playing like a guy that could play next year. The Brandon Graham Show will still be live tonight on WIP at 6, so he'll speak on this. Hugh, all right, let's break this down. It's a huge loss. How do they replace him? I can't believe it feels like this big of a loss, right? If you had said to me before the season, Joe, they lose Brandon Graham, I would have said, that's unfortunate. We all love BG. But at this stage, how much were they getting anyway? They were getting a lot, Hugh. He was playing, so I just looked it up. This season, he's played 45% of the snaps. He was still a big part of this. Now what?
Yeah, man, and you're talking about a guy who, his contribution last night was epic.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to have to look at Jalix Hunt. Jalix Hunt is going to be somebody who's funny that me, you, and Dave Spadaro, we had a chance to talk about Jalix a little bit. He's probably going to get a little bit of run. I like his motor. He's a young man that his motor looked like it's running on high. You're going to probably have to go out and try to sign somebody. I don't know who's readily available out there on the market, but maybe you look at some, one of these young guys to step up a little bit. Maybe you look at young Trot to go out there and see if he has some pass rush moves or whatever. But you're going to try to mitigate this as much as you possibly can. But the unfortunate thing about it is when you talk about some of the guys that are available and they're ready, they're a little bit older.
All right, let me throw a name at you, an edge rusher that is available. He is out there. He's a free agent. And remember 2 years ago when the Eagles had some injuries at defensive tackle, they went and got Sue and Joseph, right? They added guys off the street at right – I think it was right around this time of year, right? Late November-ish. Mm-hmm. They signed those guys mid-November. He wasn't that far off from where we are right now. Hugh, one name that caught my attention when I realized he was available this morning, what do you think about the idea of Jason Pierre-Paul, a veteran, same draft class, ironically, because for years some people, you know, thought because Pierre-Paul got off to a better start in his career than BG that maybe that should have been the pick, right? Those two guys connected for a while, same division. Obviously, Pierre-Paul had a good career when he left the Giants. He won the Super Bowl in Tampa.
Won a couple of them.
Well, he won one with the Giants.
He won one with Tampa.
He won with Tampa, too. Now he's sitting at home. Are you interested in Pierre-Paul? That's an interesting name to me.
I'll probably kick the tires, see if he can do. I'm pretty sure they're going to work some guys out. It's going to be, you know, because I think that you have to look at some guys that, you know, that are kind of familiar with Vic Fangio, the way that he likes to play. But, man, it's going to be tough. I'm thinking you're going to ask one of these young guys to step up and do some things, man. That's what it kind of looks like.
So there is a connection as well between Fangio and Jason Pierre-Paul. Last season, when the Dolphins had a lot of injuries to their edge guys, he came into Miami. Now, I don't know if he ever got on the field, but he was there. And then, you know, whatever, their season ended in the first round. But he was with Fangio. And there was a report right after the trade deadline from Aaron Wilson, who covers the NFL, saying Jason Pierre-Paul is a name to watch post-trade deadline. He is in shape. He wants to play. So I think this is a legitimate idea. I mean, there's a connection to Fangio. Obviously, the guy is still thinks he could play, and he was just in the league last year.
Kick the tires, man.
I would bring him in. I mean, because right now they're thin. I mean, they have become – now it goes back to the Bryce Huff injury, right? Because it just
– yeah, because you just lost
Bryce. Just lost him. He's out 3 more weeks at least on the IR. I'm just trying to imagine who's going to be on the edges in these games. So they can't just run Sweat into the ground at 90% of the snaps. They have to rotate these guys. And who do you have right now? You have Sweat. You have Nolan Smith. And it gets really thin after that, Kyle. I think Jason Pierre-Paul is an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, just for the sake of getting a body in here, like, I don't expect him to come in and be the guy that's replacing Brandon Graham's production, like, one for one. You're going to need a guy like Nolan Smith to step up and assume that role. But they need somebody that just can rotate in.
Yep.
And you got to kind of hope that this goes more like Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph, than it does Shaq Leonard, Robert Quinn, you know, I mean, this it could really go either
come
way.
In and produce,
yeah but
man, because
guy with experience,
he was balling.
He was still playing so well. I have no idea. BG's got to make a decision for him and his family. I think he's going to play again next year, and I think if he wants to, the Eagles are going to bring him back. He was still playing at a high level.
One more year.
God,
that's going to be a chant tonight, probably
at the Chickies of Pete's.
Yeah,
I could see that. You starting when you get there before your show?
Nah,
you should.
Nah.
One more year for Hugh Douglas?
Nah, that's a wrap.
Well, hold on. You know what? We missed something here because I'm looking up all these lists of free agent defensive ends.
Hey, Hugh Douglas.
Hugh?
No, I signed that paperwork years ago.
No, just cross your name out.
I'm good.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Hugh, yeah. If they asked you to give them a few snaps.
Can't even get in my stance, Joe. What are you talking about? These knees hurt bad.
One more run. Come on, Hugh. This is a Super Bowl year.
I commend BG for being out there at 36 years old and still giving him the contribution that he's giving him now, man. That's not easy to do. It's not. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about BG's injury is that we knew with him playing as much as he was playing, didn't think he was going to get hurt. I don't want to speak that into existence. But, you know, at some point, the production was going to diminish. And it's unfortunate that it was because of an injury.
How many snaps do you think you could suit up?
None.
I think you're not thinking about this the right way. You're thinking about your body. I'm thinking about
my body.
The show.
And then getting snatched up by one. Listen.
It's very selfish of you.
It is. You're not thinking about the show. Could you imagine if you play on Sunday and you come in here and we rip you for getting pancakes?
You know what's funny?
Great.
The fact that I get to hang out with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. If either one of those cats at this age put their hands on me, I'm going to get a gun. Like, for real. It's not going to – we. This is way beyond football. Those two grown-ass men right there, if they put their hands on me right now, I'm going to take it personal.
Yeah, they would destroy you.
Yeah, I'm taking that personal. It's got – for me, I'm at that point where it's way beyond football at this point.
5 years ago, what would you have said?
5 years? No, about 10, 15,
10,
20 years ago.
We could have,
but man, I ain't fooled with them cats, man.
All right, there might be one other option because Hugh's not agreeing to this. Ray Didinger on with the Morning Show today talking about maybe a guy that's deeper down the roster that might get a chance now.
I like Ojomo. He was actually one of my sleepers coming out in the draft last year out of Texas. But he's really an inside player. I mean, you're not going to be playing him out on the edge. He's a natural inside player. You're going to have to ask more of Nolan Smith, who's been playing well this year. But he'll be asked to do more. Jalix Hunt is a possibility. I mean, he's been getting more snaps. It was at the expense of Bryce Huff there for a while. I mean, they were actually using Hunt more. But he'll get more opportunities now. Bryce Huff, they said, even though he underwent the wrist surgery, They were talking about him possibly coming back for the playoffs, so you could get him back. The name to keep in mind is Taron Jackson. I think that right now he's on the practice squad, and he's a guy they drafted sixth rounder out of Coastal Carolina a couple years ago.
Yep.
And we've seen him play in the preseason, and actually I thought he looked pretty good. Now he hasn't had any opportunities. He hasn't been activated I can think of this year, but I'd be willing to bet you that he's going to be activated now.
So that was an interesting name to watch from Ray there, and he may get some run and get activated here. You know what hit me, though, as we're talking about all this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is all coming back to, whether it's Taron Jackson or it's, JPP? This is coming back to assuming the reporting is correct and Bryce Huff's going to be healthy for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, it's coming back to Bryce Huff. Like, just play it out. They're going to play a big playoff game against the Lions or the Packers or someone, and there's going to be a third down in a one-score game.
And he's going to have to come up big.
And he's going to be on the field. Like,
yeah.
They can't avoid it, right? Because there's no way of just like saying, oh, just play 12 snaps. They're going
to
need him. I thought they could avoid needing Bryce Huff, but if he can get back from the surgery, that's your guy, Hugh. They're going to need him.
Well, I like how you put it on me. That's your guy, Hugh.
And
he better step up and play.
And if he doesn't,
it's on you.
It's your fault.
I'll take that heat. If he's the difference between us making it to the Super Bowl and not, yeah, I'll take that heat. I think he can do it. I do. I know that a lot of people are down on him, and they're not feeling real great about it, but you're in a position now where all hands are on deck, and you're going to be called upon. And this is a great way to salvage your career. You know, they gave you a lot of money. This would be a great way to salvage it.
Well, it could be an amazing story, right? It's a bust to start, but then they need him by the end, and maybe he produces. 215-592-9494. For Will in the Northeast is ready to load that bus up. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing this beautiful Monday?
Beautiful.
Will, what's up, buddy? We're enjoying ourselves after a big win.
Absolutely, as we should. First of all, I want to give the props to two of the people that we was, like, talking about the most majority of the season. I'm going to start off first with Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has grown into this team. He's growing into a coach that, we can actually listen to now, especially on his interviews. He's getting better with the interviews and everything, man. And the biggest thing that he showed is leadership. You know what I'm saying? Because what I'm saying is, if any of us went through what he went through, I think our ego would have gotten away and interrupted our season. But he didn't allow that to happen. So, Sirianni, I give you props for that, man. Keeping the team together, not allowing the press to, interrupt or anything to mess up our play in our season this year. Jalen, you did exactly what I needed you to do yesterday. You got the ball out quick. You was looking at your receiver. You was doing check down. Everything. You played an excellent game. And I want to say, Thundercats, ho! Them young Thundercats, man, they showed that they hungry, and they taking on any team right now. That defense yesterday was outstanding, man. They shut them dudes down. They did what they had to do. And what I want to say is, this team right now, and I'm going to end, this team right now is consistent, committed. They're confident, and they're winning. And that's what makes them a complete team. And I know y'all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I asked before, what type of team is this? Mm-hmm. And I said, balance. I said, this is a balanced team. Because guess what? The defense and offense is clicking right now. And that's all we needed for this team. And I don't care who it is now. We're taking on everybody, including the Will Bowl, which is next week, baby.
It is the Will Bowl.
You know what I'm saying? I love Derek, but guess what? I love my team more, baby. So let's rock and roll. Let's get ready.
Well, it's going to be a big one. Will, we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun game on Sunday. It's not as big of a game for the number one seed as yesterday was. Yesterday was a must. I felt it on Friday. It was a must win. They got it. You know, this game Sunday, here they'll play against the Ravens. It's a fun game. It's like a high-profile game.
Yeah.
It's not quite as important as the Rams game, unless we think the Lions are only going to lose one more game, then the Eagles really can't lose anymore, right? And then they have to. If we want the number one seed, there is a thought they may have to win out. I don't know how many more games Detroit's going to lose. I think it's one or two more. So,
yeah,
you know, if we want the one seed,
that's why when we're talking about resting Saquon and all this other stuff, you might not be in a position to rest anybody because this one might come down to the wire. You know, when you look at, I know they have Chicago on their schedule still twice.
Including this Thursday, Thanksgiving. Yeah,
and, you know, Chicago got to win one of those games.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I think because one of them is in Chicago. I think this one is in.
This one's in Detroit. Yeah.
Because this is the Madden game, right?
Yeah.
The Madden tribute game.
Yeah, they call it the Madden Classic now or something. Yeah, that's the first game Thanksgiving is Bears at Lions.
Yeah, so it's one of those. That might be a tough, but they got them outside one time. They got to get one of these games, man. So it's a possibility. It's possible that they could drop one or two. It's possible.
I think I'm with you on that. One or two, but that means they have three losses at most. We got two right now.
So we got to keep pushing.
We got to keep putting the foot on the gas here. Let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? How are you?
Josh,
what's
we're great. On? I mean, we're talking about a team that is dominating right now.
All right, so hold on one second. Okay. Hold on. You caught me, right? I'll tell you in a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep everybody in suspense. It's a very suspenseful moment. However, I walked into a neurosurgery practice as you went right to my call, and I couldn't get loud, so I turned around and walked back out. So, dude, let's just love the fact that on that first run that Saquon had, Landon Dickerson got out front and absolutely pancaked the linebacker. And I jumped right out of my recliner and was like, this is just unbelievable. I mean, let me just do what I was thinking earlier. Baseball's been played for 150 years. What happens when you play the game the right way? Good things. Well, guess what? We are seeing the reinvention of a running game, and we always, as Philadelphians, have been like, you see the Emmitt Smiths, the Barry Sanders, all the tailbacks that have been through here that could never really do anything like, you know, 255 yards on the ground. Unbelievable. We're back to the basics. We're running off tackle. Saquon's using the vision. He's got almost 2 yards without contact before he just makes a decision. And Hugh, I said it before. What is he? He's a thoroughbred, my man. He's an absolute thoroughbred. I couldn't be any more stoked after watching last night's game. Detroit, who? Right? I don't want to hear a peep about the Lions, because to your point, Hugh, they will dump one in Chicago because they're wimps and they can't play outside. So enough of all that. What else did we see last night? We saw the defense just literally push their offensive line around like a bunch of middle school kids. And I'm going to tell you what, this is something special. And as far as Joe's take, I love that it's in the ground. Hugh, you got to get your take on board, brother, because that defense, my friend, isn't a luxury. That's a mainstay right now.
Tell him,
Josh. I'm going to tell you something that I couldn't be any happier with. It is the front of both sides of the ball that are absolute forceful. It is so great to watch our Eagles literally beat the pants off a decent opponent. Matt Stafford couldn't get off the turf quick enough before he was on it again last night. I mean, come on. And Jalen Carter, he was getting held the whole damn game. And you know what was awesome about that? Is that he freed up BG. He freed up Milton Williams. I mean, Josh Sweat, come on with the total package. I mean, we didn't even really dip into the playbook to be able to throw the ball.
I know. I mean, Josh, and your point on the defense, Stafford had only taken, I think, 4 sacks the last 5 games total. They got him 5 times last night. They hit him 11. They were destroying. That right tackle was a turnstile.
Yeah, turnstile. Yeah, that was a
turnstile. Yeah, he's Hugh. So, look, guys, I don't normally do this on a Monday, but we're going to have to. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Let's go, baby.
Josh, appreciate it. Good phone call. How about Josh having walked into a place of business and then walked
out because he had to get his point across.
He knew he was going to change.
Not mad at that.
We should probably be a little bit careful about this Lions can't play outdoors.
Oh, I know. They went to Green Bay in a rainstorm and they blew them out.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you're used to playing inside. Like, I've seen it, man, and not saying that it's a staple, because as we all know, Tampa Bay was a team that wasn't able to play in the cold, and they came up here and they won when it was cold. But it's different when you're used to being in a bubble or a dome.
Sure.
And you have to go outside.
I think getting them here would certainly take away some of their superpowers.
But but the Lions, like, they play a physical offensive game too. Like, that translates in the postseason.
I'm going to be disappointed if we don't get an Eagles-Lions title game. They are the two best teams in the NFC. They're both super physical. I want to see that game. I would love to see it. Now, if the Lions get upset and we get the title game here and it's an easier path, I'm not going to complain. But I would love to see that game because they are the two best teams in the conference right now. 215-592-9494. Your take on Saquon Barkley, MVP favorite? Well, he's moving up the charts. I mean, he's now has the third shortest odds to win the NFL MVP. We had a take funeral earlier for my take that Saquon wouldn't be a difference maker back in the spring. My goodness, he has been. I think he's the league MVP right now. He has been amazing. And, of course, eastbound and down. I mean, we're thinking here now. You know, have you decided where you want to sit? Do you want to sit in the front of the bus or more towards the middle, the back? It's time for logistics now, Hugh. We're getting kind of close. Like, 2-plus months, we're on a bus.
Yeah, I didn't think that far ahead.
Last night was the first time I started mapping the whole thing out in my head.
You know what's funny? Last night was the night that I was like, damn.
We're going.
I might have to shave. Like, tonight, last night was the night I was like, damn, I'm going to have to shave.
Yeah, I mean, you did get that garbage time touchdown, which said.
I mean, I don't count. You know, I fought that fight a couple weeks ago. That was against, what, Jacksonville?
Well, but that was at least a score by the Jacksonville defense. The Rams offense did score at those points.
Yeah, but still, I don't count those. That defense stood on his head last night for me, for the most part. And you're going to have plays like that towards the end. Yeah, they're playing well, man. So I'm just trying to figure out. You know, I was like, damn, I got to be on a bus and I'm going to be shaved.
The problem I feel for you right now is this was supposed, if we're doing the thing where are the Eagles going to allow 17 or less per game, right?
This was a game I needed. I needed that.
You kind of projected maybe the Rams would be in the 20s, right? The 24, 27.
Yeah, I needed that.
Maybe the Ravens as well. And then the other games, you kind of realize the Panthers aren't going to score much. Giants won't score much at all.
Yeah, this is the game that kind of got me.
You didn't get much.
Yeah, got me. So, I mean, I'm cool with
that. That beard is gone, man.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm all right with that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hair grows back. And plus, I've been told that, you know, it's better. They want to, want to see my cheekbones. So, I've kind of,
Who said that? People?
Yeah, people.
people.
Yeah, I was kind of vague when I said
that. Yeah, I know you meant the audience, meant our callers.
Yeah, no.
Because that'd be weird. You know,
it's,
people said that.
You know, I haven't shaved in a while, so I'm thinking about taking it off.
But you're not willing to concede it yet?
No.
Can we check in on life support? Can we check in on the heartbeat for Hugh and his take here, Kyle? I need to hear the heartbeat for Hugh's take because
I have an agenda.
Yeah, it feels like this thing is flatlining, Mr. Douglas.
No, it is. It is. It's flatlining. It last night, but I tell you what, this is what made it for me comfortable. Last night was fun to watch.
It was so much fun.
It was fun to watch Nakobe Dean come on that blitz and just destroy a running back. I don't know what he thought was about to happen, but it did not work out the way that he thought it was going to work out.
And you know what really struck me last night? Watching Cooper DeJean cover Cooper Kupp in the slot.
Yeah, the Coopers.
He covered him. Like, we all see that Cooper DeJean is physical. He's fast. He's strong. He's an athlete. But I was waiting for, like, who's the best receiver he's covered one-on-one? He was covering Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and that's why you look at those matchups and you wonder, because you don't know. And you wonder how the young fellas are going to fare in that moment. You know, it was a star-studded affair. Howard, I like how Howard alluded to there was a bunch of stars, and it didn't tell nobody who was there. We had to see it on TV.
Oh, like Bradley Cooper, LeBron, Kevin Hart.
There. Yeah, he said it was a star-studded affair.
Will Arnett.
Yeah, all of those cats were there. But, yeah, it's you wonder how a young man is going to handle that. He handled it extremely well.
He was great. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to a big Eagles win. They have won 7 in a row, undefeated since Sirianni shaved that hair off. On the other side, your phone calls, and we'll talk to Howard Eskin. His thoughts on the game, the victory, where this Eagles team is right now, and Saquon's chances to win the NFL MVP as a running back. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio.